He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the May 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Keep talking, Miss Yellen. Keep talking. You're doing good. Go on. Keep talking. The more she talks, the more the market goes up. She could talk all day. I'll put the headphones down and let her talk. She's having much more impact on the market than I am. I don't know. Hey, at the studio, I can't hear myself in my ears. Maybe, I don't know. I have all my levels turned up here. We have the Dow up 64 points right now, as Miss Yellen flaps her lips there. 16,582 is where the Dow is at right now. The S&P 500 is up 8 points. It's at 1,886 right now. Hey, we're closing in on 1,900 again. Don't look now, but I can see it out there. The NASDAQ is even up today. We haven't seen that in a long time. Keep talking. You're doing good. Keep talking. The NASDAQ is up 23 points to 4,090. Why do we even care what Miss Yellen has to say? Because she moves markets. That's why. Big time. If there's one person in the world that moves the markets more than any other, it's our new Fed chair, Janet Yellen, who replaced Ben Bernanke earlier this year. We have gold at $12.89. We have crude oil at $99.94 right now. We have the euro at 1.38, where it's been for a while. And we have the 10-year yield at 2.61%. It's come down here a little bit. Of course, we've had some testimony from Ms. Yellen before the Congress here this week. And it's been favorable. It's been favorable to the equities market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And, you know, I continue to see these leadership stocks from last year. I see them continue to sell off. And I look at some of these stocks and I look at when I sold them. I had Tesla there for quite a while. Tesla was looking good. I sold Tesla at $212 per share for a small loss. Today, Tesla is $184 per share. I sold TripAdvisor for a 5% loss. I sold TripAdvisor at $89.64. Let's see where Trip is today. It's not been a good trip, that's for sure. It's now 83. Okay, not a stark example, but still, it's quite a bit lower. I sold Workday at $94 a share. Ugh, it's now $68 a share. Huh, have mercy. And it goes on and on and on. I can look at some of these stocks that I sold a long time ago. Well, beginning of April, the end of March, basically. And what's happened to them since then? Why? Why did I sell those stocks? Well, I didn't go 100% to cash. I didn't say, you know what, now that she slipped out that six-month word, I need to sell everything and go to cash. No, that wasn't the case. Instead, it was on a case-by-case basis. One by one, my stocks, many of them, started to turn the corner. You say, well, why did you own them in the first place if they were getting ready to go down? Because those were the ones that had brung me to the party. What a year we had last year. This aggressive growth account that I'm quoting from was up almost 40% last year, and those stocks were still going good. At some point in time, however, I said the worm would start to turn and these things would start to sell off. And I think I could have been, looking in retrospect, I think I could have been a little bit quicker to the draw when those things started to turn. And in fact, I tweaked one formula in my app that tightened things up just a little bit. And I've been very, very happy with the results that I've seen since then. A little bit tighter and a little bit more sensitive to price movement in the stocks. You know, you can't have it set too sensitive, or you're getting buy and sell signals all the time. And if it's not sensitive enough, you're going to miss those buy and sell signals. So I'm happy with the little tweak that I was able to make in about April, mid-April of this year. That's tightened things up just a little bit. I've also started using some sell stops, trailing sell stops, especially on the aggressive growth accounts, because this happens to be a more volatile year than last year. And I look at some of these stocks now. Had I not had a sell discipline, instead of a 10% loss, they would now be 25 and 30% losses. Look at Priceline. Priceline was $1,378 per share in March. That's just 2 months ago. Now Priceline is $1,106 per share. That's a big drop. That's a drop of 200 points in the shares. Why? Because the worm turned. The sentiment turned on the stock. It wasn't one of the cheapest stocks around. It has a P.E. ratio of 27. And when Ms. Yellen made those comments, the worm turned on the high P.E. stocks. Let's take a look at Tesla, for instance. I still think Tesla's a great company. And I think Tesla's going to be a $450. I believe my current target price is $425. Then why don't you step up to the plate and buy it? Because the sentiment is terrible. And that's the other half of the equation. You can argue your fundamentals till you're blue in the face. Look, they're going to make $3.83 next year. Look, that's going to be 108% growth this year, next year versus this year. That's phenomenal growth. In fact, I see Elon Musk right now on the CNBC with his Tesla Motors. And I see the stock sinking right now again. And am I glad I sold it when I did? Yes. Because its time is not now. The stock is out of favor. The chart looks horrible. Where does sentiment show up in a stock? It shows up in the chart of the stock. And I've been sending out lots of tweets here recently. I'll throw in one or two a day of former high flyers that now look downright ugly. I look at my Illumina. It's actually starting to look pretty good again. It's getting very tempting once again. I made 142% in Illumina. Illumina hit $183 per share early March, and then it proceeded to go down by $60 per share. It lost 33% of its value in about the space of 2 months. And now it's starting to at least firm up and go sideways, which brings up another point. At any given time, a stock is either going sideways, which Illumina is right now. I don't like to buy sideways stocks. I like to see some kind of a catalyst that puts those stocks into upwards motion. Or a stock is starting to go up. And obviously in my book, in my playbook, the very best place to buy a stock is right when it starts to go up again after it's been going through a sideways consolidation. I call that a breakout. Very simple to spot. And then the stock is in an uptrend. And we hope that that uptrend can last as long as possible. Illumina entered into an uptrend in October of last year when it broke through $73 per share. Before it was over, it was at $183 per share. And it never broke trend. There's another key. As long as that stock remains in an uptrend, why sell it? As long as it is still one of the top performing stocks in the market and still makes sense from a valuation point of view, why sell it? Let's ride it for all it's worth. And then what eventually happens to every uptrend? Yeah, I think I can say that. Every uptrend eventually ends. Stock peaks. Stock starts to go sideways. Consolidate. Sometimes a stock will go straight down all of a sudden. That uptrend will end in a V, kind of like Mount Everest. You've reached the peak and now you're headed back down. Usually it's not like that, however. Usually a stock starts to plateau
1 minute.
And go sideways and consolidate, and then it's either going to break out or it's going to break down. And in Tesla or in Illumina's case, it started to break down, and it started to go downhill. And I got out of it for, I think, let's just take a look at the numbers here. I sold Illumina on the March 14th, middle of March, actually for 110% gain. And look what it's done since then. You got to have a sell strategy. I believe in active management versus passive management. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, what a difference a year makes. And, of course, the sectors that led the market last year are completely upside down from where they were last year. This year they're completely different. It's a completely different set. It's energy. It's infrastructure. It's foreign. While the other leaders from last year continue to stumble and continue to fall and continue to get hit hard, that's why it's so important to keep on top of the sectors in the market and be in the right sectors. You know, I've seen a few biotechs this year that look pretty good, this week, actually, I should say, that have looked pretty good. And I've just decided I don't like the neighborhood. I'm going to avoid the neighborhood right now. The neighborhoods I like are the energy patch, south of the border. I love Brazil right now. Love Latin America, all parts of Latin America just about. And I like infrastructure type stuff. I like utilities. How about a stock that combines almost all of these? And I like natural resources. How about a stock that combines almost all of these different sectors into one? Number one, they're headquartered in Bermuda, all right? It pays a dividend yield of 4.7%. They operate electricity transmission, so they have a utility angle to them. They also own transportation assets, so they have probably an energy and shipping angle, which is a good area of the market this year. And they own timberlands and infrastructure globally. Infrastructure assets. The name of the company is Brookfield Infrastructure Partners. The symbol is BIP. B-I-P. The chart looks very good on the stock right now. It's one of the companies that is currently thriving in today's environment. Today's environment is completely different from last year's environment. BIP is a $6 billion company, which places it in the mid-cap arena. This has been a very difficult year for small and micro-cap stocks. The mid-cap and large-cap stocks, instead, are the place to be this year. Completely different from last year. Brookfield Infrastructure Partners has done very well for its shareholders over the years. In addition to the dividend that they've been delivering, over the last 5 years, the total returns of the stock have been 32% per year. That is double of what the market has returned. And again, past performance is no guarantee of future results, but it's sure nice to see a stock that has doubled the returns of the market over the last 5 years during this entire bull market that we've been in. Over the last 3 years, this stock has delivered 25% per year, while the market's delivered 12%. Again, it's doubled the returns of the market over the last 3 years. No guarantee that it will continue to double the returns of the market going forward. This is our backwards look. This is where we start with the stock. We look backwards to see how it's done in the past. Over the last 12 months, the stock has underperformed the market. Why? Because the sector that it's in, utility, transportation, natural resources and infrastructure, was not a good place to be over the last 12 months. Instead, you know where the action was over the last 12 months. Well, now it's turned around. And these are the kind of stocks that the market is craving. Investors all over the world are craving. The momentum grade on BIP this time last year would have been a D. This year, it's a B+. It's one of the stronger stocks in the market. The market's also seeking dividend payers this year. And BIP certainly meets that criteria with a 4.6% dividend yield right now. Valuation's kind of difficult on this stock because it's a very diversified company and they pay a dividend, so you have to factor that in to the valuation. But having said that, I have a 5-year target price on BIP of about $60 per share. The stock is currently trading at $41 per share. It has significant upside potential, especially when you consider and throw in the dividend yield that the stock pays. Out of 3,821 stocks, BIP comes in at number 316 right now, which is at or near that top 300, which I strive to find. And in addition to this, the most telling thing for me right now is the stock chart. The stock chart of BIP is very, very good. In fact, it appears that it's getting ready to break out to a new all-time high here, hopefully in the near future. BIP is a stock that I own in my income and growth accounts. BIP is not a high flyer. It's not a speculative little microcap that may grow up to be a small cap someday. BIP is not really a growth stock, although it's done pretty doggone good of growing people's assets over the years, and it has been growing. As I look at the growth here recently, they had a 26% quarter a few quarters ago, and then a 15% growth in sales 2 quarters ago, so there has been quite a bit of growth. But this is really a stock that fits the profile of somebody who's more conservative, wants a dividend, and wants the opportunity for growth along the way. Not a recommendation, it's just an example of what a best stock now looks like in this current environment. Again, it sure looks different from last year. Last year, the market thumbed its nose at utilities. Oh, we don't want utilities. We want drug stocks. We want internet stocks. Last year, the market thumbed its nose at natural resources. And of course, it's thumbed its nose at natural resources for the last 2 or 3 years. Now, for whatever reason, and I would have to say low PE, natural resource stocks have come back into favor. And the market especially thumbed its nose at international and global stocks last year. Didn't want to have anything to do with them. The investors were in love with U.S. stocks in 2013 and U.S. stocks only. And this year, investors have really spread their wings and have gone globally, have gone overseas, and all over the world, and that's what's favored in the market today. BIP. BIP, an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we kind of have an international theme going on here today. We've had Cinco de Mayo here recently. Stocks south of the border doing great. Particular Brazil and Argentina. And I see Brazil up again today. Not much, but the last... several days have been very, very good for Brazil. Petrobras, PBR, doing very good. Argentina doing real well right now. Another area that's doing real well right now is Canada. Well, it's Stanley Cup playoff time. Canada ought to be doing good, doggone it. And a lot of those Canadian stocks revolve around natural resources. Right, Canada, loaded with natural resources. from the oil sands of Calgary, Alberta, to the timberlands over north of Montreal and Quebec and all around. And, of course, lots of other minerals, gold, silver. And who hauls all of that? The railroad. In fact, I read an article one day. No, I saw an interview with Gordon Lightfoot. I always liked Gordon Lightfoot when I was growing up. I think he's a pretty good songwriter. And of course, I grew up listening to The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Not a real cheerful song by any means. And of course, Sundown. And yeah, you know, he's just a good, very prolific songwriter. Canada's songwriter, him and Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. And Gordon Lightfoot, they said that his song, the Canadian Railroad Trilogy song, which I like, is more popular than the Canadian National Anthem. In fact, there's been a move afoot to make Lightfoot's song the Canadian Anthem. Oh, Canada, which we used to sing whenever a Canadian team, whenever the Montreal Expos used to come in and play the San Diego Padres, we would sing Oh Canada. Or when a Canadian team came in and played hockey, I used to go to a lot of hockey games, we would sing the Canadian National Anthem. It seemed kind of weird singing Gordon Lightfoot's Railroad Trilogy, which is about a 10-minute song. I don't know. They'd have to condense that down somehow. But guess what? One of the stocks that I currently own has got to be the railroad that he was talking about in his song. The name of the stock is the Canadian National Railroad, CNI. And I'll bet Gord's got a little bit of that in his portfolio. I don't know what his portfolio looks like. I know he's coming to Humphreys here in San Diego this summer. The guy's like 75 years old now. He looks like heck. Of course, we all do. We're not. We're all getting older, but Gord still gets around. He's still the troubadour. I'd like to go see him. I think I'll go see him this summer, sit up close and watch him sing the Canadian National Railroad song. Only I'd like to add a few lines. I'd like to add a verse to the song. I'd say the Canadian National Railway is a $49 billion company. I don't know how Gordon Lightfoot feels about capitalism and all this kind of thing, but the Canadian National Railway makes some money. It's a profitable little company. It's a profitable little venture. They're hauling more than people on that rail line, and they're making some dough. They're making enough dough to pay a dividend yield of 1.5% to their investors, and they're making enough dough to now be a $49 billion company. So we got to work that into the song somehow. Now, what's in favor this year? Infrastructure. Okay, the Canadian National Railway plays into that. It's carrying infrastructure materials. Foreign stocks. Okay, it's a Canadian stock. Large caps. Okay, it's $49 billion. Dividend yield. 1.5% dividend. The more things you can stack in your favor as it relates to investing, in my book, the probabilities go up of making money in the market. And we've stacked a lot of probabilities here in our favor with CNI. Now, we've got to work this into the song also. Over the last 5 years, no, 10 years, this thing's been around a long time. Let's turn the baseball card over. On the front of the card, we see Gordon Lightfoot riding on the caboose of the Canadian National Railway with a guitar in his hand. And here's how the last verse should go. Over the last 10 years, the stocks delivered 22% per year to good investors who had faith in the Canadian Railway. The markets only delivered 5.5. Over the last 5 years, the Canadian National Railways delivered 24% per year. The markets only delivered 16% per year. And over the last 3 years, The stock has delivered 17% while the market's delivered 11%. Got to work that into the song somehow. Over the mountain and over the rails, you know, the hammers came down, and somehow the investors did real well. The investors have a smile on their face. You know what? Maybe I'll work up that last verse tonight on the song and sing it to you tomorrow. maybe I won't. Let's take a look here at the performance grades. It gets a performance grade of B+. It gets a momentum grade of B+. I know. No way is this as exciting and as sexy as a cure for hepatitis C or help for multiple sclerosis patients or leukemia patients. Or no way is this the new chip that goes in the new camera that can send live video from all over the world. No. This is the Canadian National Railroad. But would you be happy if you owned a biotech stock or a technology stock that delivered the kind of returns that this railroad stock has delivered? I think so. In fact, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find many biotechs or many technology stocks that have performed as well as this stock, that have delivered so many returns into your pockets as this stock has. So forget about the glamour for a minute. Take a look at the bottom line. The bottom line is what really counts when it comes to investing. Not the glitz, not the glamour, not the hype, not all of the analysts drooling to talk about the new invention. No, just a simple railroad stock. Now we've got to look at the valuation, because this is a market that favors low PE stocks. We know it's a market that also favors foreign stocks this year. It's a market that favors natural resources, just one of the areas. It's a market that favors infrastructure. And we've got all of that going. It's also a market that favors the transportation sector. Several railroads doing good. I own Union Pacific also. And I could also take a look at some other railroad stocks that are doing very, very well right now. CP is the other Canadian railroad. I own it also. This stock... Oh, let's not forget, this is also a market that favors low PE. Right now, Canadian National Railway is trading at about 14.9 times forward earnings. Well, that's a lot lower than Tesla. Oh, Tesla's got a PE ratio of 255, and it's still trading at 65 times forward earnings. Hello. Canadian National Railroad is trading at 14.9 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow its earnings by 12% per year. Now let's put the pencil to that. Let's take a look at next year's earnings estimate. CNI is expected to make $3.56 per share next year. Let's begin with $3.56. Let's add 12% to that in year one. Let's add another 12%. Let's compound it out over the next 5 years. Very easy math to do. Sixth grade math, ninth grade math, eighth grade math, something like that. And let's figure out how much the company's going to make 5 years down the road. It's expected to make. Now, a lot can happen between now and then. Could have an earthquake, a flood, knocks out the railway line. We never know. Timber prices could drop through the floor. Question marks out there. A lot of things that could happen to a stock along the way. But if they come close to these analyst estimates that are out there on the street right now, and when I put a multiple on those earnings 5 years from now, and don't forget adding in that dividend yield of 1.5%, I get a 5-year target price of $97 per share. The stock's currently trading at 58, so I see some significant upside potential. I see one of the top performing stocks in the market right now. And lastly, I look at a stock chart which has been in a sideways consolidation for 6 months. It broke out 3 weeks ago. Out of 3,821 stocks, Canadian National Railway comes in at number 149. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation for you. You got to decide your own situation and all, but it's an example of what a best stock now looks like in this current market environment. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about having a sell strategy, how important that is. And, you know, look, every investor has their own way of doing things. And here's one of the ways of doing things that I don't agree with. Buying and owning stocks because of fundamentals only. I require three things. Fundamentals, which I call valuation. I require a healthy stock chart. And I require strong performance. Those three. And I cut my losses. I cut and run when I'm not getting all three of those. And other investors would have a completely different way of doing things. They buy and hold. They go on fundamentals. They say the fundamentals of Tesla support a much higher price. The fundamentals of Priceline support a much higher price. And in the meantime, the sentiment and investors and the market could care less about the fundamentals as they take these stocks to the woodshed. So everybody has to decide for themselves what their style of investing is. Where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line if you buy a stock and it goes down 5% right after you buy it? Do you panic and sell? Do you draw the line at 10%? Do you start to question whether or not you're in the right stock? How about when it's down 20%? Do you start to chew your fingernails down to the nubs? Or do you say, my fundamental thesis supports a much higher stock? And once again, I would say the market doesn't care about your fundamental thesis at all. When it's down 25-30%, do you say, I'm going to buy some more? If I really liked it at 50, I got to really like it down here at 35. And you average down. Now your average price is no longer 50, your average price is 42. You've lowered your average price, so now the stock only has to get back to 42 from 35 to break even because you've doubled down. How about when it's down 40%? Do you add to your positions? You see what I'm saying? That you have lots of questions every single day that you really have to answer. And they're individual questions. I think the worst thing an investor can do is to make one decision. I'm selling everything. This Ukraine, Putin, I'm selling everything. Put me in cash. You know what? Listen, I'm just telling you, this is my observation, 20 years, 25 years, investing in stocks. That's what the amateur does. He acts from emotion, he shoots from the hip, and he goes to cash. Now let's just take a look at the last 5 years in the market. The market has gone from 666 to almost 1900 now. There was not one time during that 5.5 year period where I thought it was appropriate to go to cash 100%. Yet I bet there's a lot of people out there, even within the sound of my voice, that went to cash many times along the way. Every time the earth trembled, or the political winds blew, or the geopolitical forces got strong, they panicked and went to cash. I say, instead, manage your individual positions. You know, all of you who have kids, every child is different. You got to manage every child differently. They're all different, and stocks are different. But what I'm saying is, how do you manage your individual stocks? Where do you draw the line? You know, 10% is about the max. Now, I had a few earlier this year that got hit harder than that. And every once in a while, I have one today that's getting hit for 16%. There's nothing I can do. They reported a bad earnings report. On the converse side, I have one that reported a good earnings report, which is offsetting the other one. There's nothing that you can do to hit all winners in the market. That's why I say never make one position more than 3 to 4% of your overall portfolio. And if it gets hit for 15%, it has a very minor impact on your overall portfolio. But I believe that you have to draw the line somewhere. And to draw the line, you have to at some point in time admit that you're wrong. And there's better stocks that you could be in. You know, and there's another problem. There's 3,800, 4,000, I don't know how many there are. I follow 3,800. That's what I follow. That's how many I have to choose from. Why should I continue to hold on to a dog? I sold Ford earlier this week. I had it in my income account. Boy, when they changed Mullally, that thing just went flat, and it's just not doing anything, and I consider it a dog right now. It's not working. I want something that's working. I want my money working for me. I don't want it sitting there while the sentiment on the stock has turned, has soured, and I'm not going to sit and wait it out for a couple years or 6 months or whatever for the sentiment to get good again. I can always buy the stock back. In the meantime, I want my money working. Now, each of you is different. Everybody out there has a different style of investing. You have a different risk tolerance. Some of you have no risk tolerance. Some of you like to really push it to the max. I was watching the show on CNBC the other night. The guy's a sports gambler. Talk about the riskiest thing that you can possibly invest your money in. But he's pretty good at it. Now, there's a guy that has a very high risk tolerance. On the other hand, I've had a few clients that were with me for a week. A week! And they said, oh, you can't make money. Don't you know when to sell and when to buy? And they leave. Okay, those people have very little risk tolerance. Or they sell every time something comes along. They sell it all. Those kind of people really don't belong in the market. My bottom line is this. I draw the line. I'm not too proud to admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong on some of the stocks that I owned earlier this year because the market changed. And when the market changed, I had to admit that these are the wrong stocks in this new market that is developing. And I went chasing the right stocks. And I got out of the wrong stocks. And even some of the right stocks that I think are right stocks don't always end up being winners. And at some point in time, I got to admit I'm wrong and move on. Anyways, that's the way we do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't believe in fundamentals only. I don't believe in technicals only. I don't believe in performance only. Let's do all three. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. We manage money for folks all over the country. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.